This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology. Refrigeration is something that most of us take for granted. Open the door of your fridge and a small light illuminates all of your perfectly chilled food. Beyond the kitchen, refrigeration makes modern food production possible. Refrigerated train cars bring food to refrigerated trucks that carry it to refrigerated cases in the supermarket. Cold keeps our food fresh, makes it last longer, and travel further. But cold is a hard thing to achieve. Right now, as the East Coast is digging out from its third blizzard in as many weeks, cold doesn't seem that hard to find. But year-round, consistent chill is a miracle of modern science. I know it's difficult with a polar vortex outside your door, but imagine a hot summer day at the pool. The concrete is reverberating with heat. The pool is as warm as bathwater. A light breeze tickles your neck as you climb out of the pool, and you shiver until you reach your towel. This is because the water on your skin needs energy to evaporate into the breeze, and so it takes it from your warmth. All liquids, not just water, suck heat out of their surroundings when they evaporate. In the mid-1800s, scientists began to harness this to keep things cold, and we still use those ideas today. In a contained system, liquid is forced through a tiny hole in order to make a fine spray that evaporates quickly. This evaporation cools down coils inside the refrigerator, making it cold. The leftover gas is then pumped out of the refrigerator and compressed back into a liquid, where it starts the process all over again. Compressing gas is the opposite of evaporating liquid and releases heat, which is why the back of your refrigerator is warm. Water needs to be pretty hot to evaporate, boiling hot, so refrigerators use other liquids that evaporate at lower temperatures. In the early days of refrigeration, they had to use ammonia, the chemical in rotting fish, or sulfur dioxide, the tear gas in onions. Needless to say, these liquids were extremely toxic if they leaked. Other options, like liquid carbon dioxide, took so much energy to compress that they had the tendency to catch on fire and explode. But in the 1930s, Frigidaire invented Freon, a new liquid that evaporated easily and was non-toxic. Freon made fridges safer, lighter, and less expensive. In kitchens across America, iceboxes were out and electric refrigerators were in.
Frigidaire followed you through supermarkets, then designed this Frigidaire Imperial Cold Pantry to store food the way you buy it and use it. In the bottom, a separate food freezer for 66 pounds of frozen food. At the top, a 9-cubic-foot refrigerator with cyclomatic defrosting. A picture window hydrator that swings down. Ask your Frigidaire dealer for the Imperial Cold Pantry in Stratford Yellow, Sherwood Green, or Snowy White.
It wasn't until the 1970s that scientists discovered that leaking Freon was tearing a hole in the ozone layer. In the upper levels of the atmosphere, Freon is blasted apart by ultraviolet rays and turned into chlorine radicals that react with ozone. Scientists replaced the chlorine in Freon and made a whole new category of liquids called HFCs. They weren't as stable as Freon, but they didn't destroy the ozone, and this is what many refrigerators use today. The downside is that HFCs aren't too good for the environment either. They have 1,000 times more global warming potential than regular greenhouse gases. Companies are exploring more eco-friendly alternatives, like going back to liquid carbon dioxide. Today's technology can control the high heat and pressure, so no more exploding. Unfortunately, these technologies are still really expensive and inaccessible in developing countries. With billions of people entering the middle class and demanding the cooling luxuries that we've enjoyed for decades, HFC use is on the rise. If this continues, scientists predict that up to 27% of global warming will be attributed to these chemicals by 2050. Making refrigeration accessible to everyone while protecting the environment is one of the most pressing scientific and political questions today. Maybe it's time we give more thought to how we keep things cool. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Asleep and Sad by Jerome LOL. Thanks for listening.